Galatians chapter 6. Brethren, if a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore such a one in the spirit of meekness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear you one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of the Messiah. For if a man think himself to be something, when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let every man prove his own work, and then shall he have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For every man shall bear his own burden. Let him that is taught in the word communicate to him that teaches in all good things. Be not deceived. Yahweh is not mocked. For whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap, if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good to all men, especially to them who are of the household of faith. You see how large a letter I've written to you with my own hand? As many as desire to make a fair show in the flesh, they constrain you to be circumcised, only lest they should suffer persecution for the torture stake of the Messiah. For neither they themselves who are circumcised keep the law, but desire to have you circumcised, that they may boast in your flesh. But may it not be so that I should boast, save in the stake of our Master Yeshua the Messiah, by whom the world has been put to death on the stake unto me, and I unto the world. For in the Messiah Yahshua neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature. And as many as walk according to this rule, peace be on them, and mercy, and upon the Israel of Elohim. From henceforth let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of Yahshua. Brethren, the grace of our Master Yahshua the Messiah be with your spirit. Amen. End of chapter.